So, come to Shoifus. In order to understand Shoifus, let's look back at that. There are Brisa, which we learned right in the beginning. And we'll see, there's an interesting question here. Imra lefonai berusha shana malchios zichronois v'shoif rois. You say roshana malchi psuke malchios psuke zichronois psuke shoif rois malchios kedesh tamichuni aleichem. We spoke about zichronois kedesh yali zichronichem lefonai letoiva. We also spoke about that if we explained it completely. And then the Brisa says, Ubameh Bashoifor. When? Bameh Bashoifor. Who? Why are you bringing Shoifor in over here? It says, Maltisifers, Shoifros. Why do I have to say Shoifros? Psuke Shoifros. That's what I want to know. And it tells me, Bameh Bashoifor. And what does Bameh Bashoifor mean? So the Ritva says, "Bameh b'shoifa, ika pirish dakulu koi. Bameh roi lahamlicheni ulahazki zichroneichem lefonai b'shoifa." So bameh b'shoifa goes back onto Malchiyos. Then we're being Mamlich Hashem with a Shoifar, and the Shoifar helps the Zichronos, our Zichoron, to go before Hashem. Shekein Ksiv, how do we know that it's got to do with Malchus? Vayizku ha'om b'shoifaros vayamlichu eshol aleim lemelech. They blew Shoifars when they coronated Shol. And in the Shmuz on Wednesday we brought the Rabbeinu Bechai brings the pasuk, they blew shofars when they were mamlich Shlomo HaMelech. O Malchus da'aro came Malchus da'rikia. And that's a klal we have. The Rabbeinu Shalom made the Malchus here, all the Nihuge Malchus which we have, all sorts of different aspects of Malchus. That's in fact that we have a Melech. It's musig of a Melech. A manik of the Am. And all the various trappings, all the various things that he has, that such a melech does, I'll call upon him, the old days when there was a real melech, and even these ceremonies which are mamlich a melech, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created here to give us some idea of the Rebbeinu Shem's Malchus in Shomayim. Malchus de Aro is Ke'en Malchus Adirikia. So if we see that in Malchus Ad Aro they blew Shoifor to be Mamlich HaMelech, then that's not Stam. That's because in Shomayim there's such a thing as blowing a Shoifor to be Mamlich HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We have to understand what that means. But it's okay, but the violet, that's what he says. V'hainu davdino nami trua b'malchius utrua b'shoifros. That's why we blow a trua b'malchius. Why we blow a trua b'shoifros? What shoifros? What's that got to do with it? V'chein nira min ha-tosefta. So this is tosefta which brings this price slightly differently. Dasani hosam. Malchus kedeshi tamlichehu al maisa yodo, not only aleichem, in our brisa it says aleichem, tamlichuni aleichem. Here it says malchus tamlichehu al maisa yodo, which is what we do, right? We ask meloich al kol oilam kulay, not just meloich al klal Yisrael. Zichrona shiyal zichroneichem lefonov letoivo. And the Tosefta says Shoifrois. Ah, which is what we want to know. Why are we saying Psukia Shoifrois? Shoifrois, Shetalit Viloscha Lefano Bisrua. But that's a very funny thing. Shoifrois, we say Psukia Shoifrois, to be Malit the Tvila, and the Chora with Psukia Shoifrois. No, the Trua. So what are we doing? In our brisa, Bameva Shoifar doesn't say Shoifrus. It says the Shoifrus Male and Akulukoi, says the Ritva. So we're Mamlich Hashem with the Shoifar, and the Shoifar, our true, our actual physical Shoifar, is Male the Twinus. Male Sichronechem the Fonai. Here, but our brisa doesn't tell us what the Suki Shoifrus are for. Over here, this brisa says Shoifrois. I'm explaining to you the Psukhi Shoifar. And what does it say? It's Male Zichronechem, Male Tviloscha, Nefana, Bitrua. So say the Shoifrois is Male the Tvila, somehow. No, Bitrua. Frek the Ritva. Vechiteva Badainu Nosan Tamle Psukhi Shoifrois. So in our brisa, that's our question. You didn't tell me what the Psukhe Shoifrus are all about. So the Ritva says, Yeshloima de lo tzorich. You don't need to tell me what Psukhe Shoifrus is. Why? Do pshita de kivin de ikka shoifa, ikka namik Psukhe Shoifa. Says it's poshut, if we've got shoifa, then there's Psukhe Shoifrus. Why is it so poshut? Well, we have to understand. And a hemshech of this teretz, really a bit of a different teretz, but a hemshech. Yeshloima oid, the hachi koma. Ubameh ba shoifo, mamish, when the posuk says, then Bryson says, bameh ba shoifo means a physical shoifo, ubi psuke shoifres. When it says, bameh ba shoifo, it means the shoifo itself and psuke shoifres. Shebirchas ha-shoifrus hi al-shem ha-shoifo. Because the bracha of shoifrus is all about shoifo. And listen to this. She'av k'she'en la-shoifo ye'mazkira v'kabel et bracha. And even if you don't have a shoifo, and it's going to happen to us this year, on the first day, we're not going to blow shoifo. But even if you are living in a place where they don't have a shoifo, you still say the shoifrois. Sha'av kishenu shoviye maskiru v'kovele brocha. V'kach lo shana tosefta. Shoifrois k'dei shetalis v'raskem bitrua. So now he's explaining what this strange lotion of the tosefta. Shoifrois k'dei shetale t'vilaskem bitrua. So what's he saying? He's saying that shoifar and shoifrois go together. If you've got a shoifar, then you're going to say psukhe shoifrois. And then that even if you don't have a shoifer, you're going to say psukhe shoifrus. Oh, but the psukhe shoifrus are kosher to the Indian of shoifer. And therefore, when it says that shoifrois k'dei shetale tvilaschem bitrua, it means trua and psukhe shoifrus. Kloima, zokta, what does it mean? Bas koras trua. By mentioning the trua. And that's what the pasuk says. We saw last week in Emma. It says zichron trua in Emma. It doesn't say yom trua. And we said zichron trua means to mention the kavanas of the trua. So the kavanas of the trua, of the shoifar, which is also zichron nois, which last week we spoke about it. And now he's telling us it's also Shoifrois. The Hainu, Me'etzim, what he's saying is Shoifa and Shoifrois go together. So what does it exactly mean, Shoifa and Shoifrois go together? If we got a Shoifa, you're going to have Shoifrois. So, let's look first of all at the Brochet. With the Hakdoma, look at the Hagdom of the Bracha, maybe we'll get a better idea, or maybe not. Let's see what we say. Hare, he says, Shoifrois is the Birchus HaShoifor, the Birchus Shoifrois, and that's also our Shem the Shoifor. So let's see, what do we say? Lamaisa, we shall describe Matan Torah. And what do we say? Atoni Gleiso Banan Koidech Alam Kochcho L'Dabi Imo. You revealed yourself with the cloud of glory on your holy nation to speak to them. Min hashamayim ishmatom kolecho. Min igleis aleim baruch pleitaya. And you let them hear your voice from shamayim, and you revealed yourself with clouds of purity. And when that happened, the whole world trembled. And all the human beings trembled. The physical world trembled, and all the people trembled. Now we say, B'tzeis Yisrael, we say, Hehorim rogdu ke'elim, gvois kibnei tzoyim. What's he talking about? The mountains danced like lambs. What's it talking about? So it's talking about Matan Torah. So is it literal or is it a moshe? Says the Ramban in Chumash, the pasuk Hayomro Vayonus is literal or a moshe? It's literal. Kriyas Yom Tov. Hayarden Yisod Le'ochel. The Yarden stopped flowing and backed up when Klal Yisrael crossed the. It's literal. Zok the Ramban, Hehorim Rogdu Kelim, is literal. That by Maimed HaSinai, all the mountains started jumping up and down like lambs. It was like a volcano or an earthquake type of thing. So when it says over here, Gam Kol HaOilom Kuloi Cholom Miponecho, talking about the physical world, all the mountains. Ubrios Breishis, Chodu Mimeko, and the people, the human beings, trembled in front of him. Medrash says that all the goyim came running to Bino. And it goes on the psukim in Mizmor David, Hashem Lamabul Yoshov. They came and they thought there was another Mabul. The whole world was trembling away. It was a pachad chodim. And they all came to Bino. And said, what's going on? The Rebbe Shem is bringing another Mabul. And he said he wouldn't bring another marble. Hashem, the marble, Yoshev. And Bilam told them, Vayeshev Hashem Melech Lo'ilom. The Rebbe Hashem is being Megaleh Malchusoi. Hashem Oiz La'amu Yitein. Ein Oiz El Toira. Don't worry. He's only giving Torah to his Am. Hashem Yivorech Hesamu Basholeim. And everything's going to be good. But I always have a pele. He didn't say that the whole world would be b'shalom. He said, Hashem Yivorech Hesa'amoi b'shalom. So Kol HaGoyim knew about Maimed HaSinai. The whole world trembled from Maimed HaSinai. All the people trembled from Maimed HaSinai. And Bilam told them exactly what's going on. The Rebbe Hashem is giving Torah. Not one Goy picked himself up and came to Klal Yisrael, to join Klal Yisrael. Even though he said Hashem Yivarech Amoy Bashalom, he didn't say Hashem Yivarech You Bashalom. He said it's Amoy Bashalom. It's interesting what goyim are. Maybe you'll tell you, according to the Madoma, the Yisro came after Matan Torah. Then maybe the Yisro responded from Bilam. Chayra not. It doesn't say the Yisro came because of Bilam. Came because himself. He heard about Matan Torah according to that Madoma. Adomis came before Mantor. Al Kolponim, Rias Rashis Chodum Mimeka. Big Alois Chom Alkeno Al Harsinai, the Lamid Lam Chotor Mitzvahs, when you revealed yourself on Harsinai to teach your nation Torah Mitzvahs. Batash Miem is Hoid Kolecho. You let them hear the majesty of your voice, Vedibras Kochcho Milavis Eish. And your holy words, or your holy diburim, aseres hadibros, from the flames of fire, the Har Sinai burst into fire. Rabbeinu Bechaya says they all saw that fire, and they all realized that it's not a natural fire, that it was a nisistik of fire, You couldn't see HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but that's what they saw, this nisi stick of fire. And you revealed yourself with thunder and lightning. So we haven't mentioned shofar. We're supposed to be doing is the brach of shofaros. And finally, ubekol shofar aleim hofata, you appeared with a kol shofar, and then we go into pesukim. Kakos of the sarasecha. We bring three pesukim from Maimed Har Sinai. The shofar was very strong. So, how is this going to help? Is this telling us anything about shofar? All right, the ritual says suke shofar is al shem the shofar. So, what is this telling us actually? The ma'isa, the yesod adova is. We say, how many times do we say this word? Four times we say the word Niglesa, and the fifth time Hofata, you appeared. Bekitza, when we blow the shofar, we blow a shofar for Melech. What's the shofar for the Melech? Shofar for the Melech is a fanfare, it's announcing this bench is a Melech. We've just installed him as a melech. This bench is a melech. On Har Sinai, HaKadosh Baruch Hu revealed himself. There was a tremendous gilui. And that gilui came with a shofar. Why a shofar? Because shofar is the fanfare of the melech. So the shofar announced Hashem Yisbarach being misgaleh. All the events of Maimed Har Sinai, which were so frightening and shook up the whole world, and everything was chored, chored, chored. Just imagine, you have to make a tziur. It's very important for to build our emunah. So make a tziur on Maimed Har Sinai. Every person, every yid, had a place to stand by Maimed Har Sinai, a miyuchadika place. So you're standing there with all the other yidin and your children next to you. The women behind, wherever the women were, they're in the women's section. Everybody's standing there, and there's thunder, and there's lightning, and it's a pachad chodim, and the world is trembling. And Mamash one's scared like anything, and all of a sudden, you start hearing a shofar. And your little kid, let's call him Yanko, says, Tati, is it Shavuos or is it Rosh Hashanah? They didn't know anything about it. Shavuos or Rosh Hashanah then, and certainly not a shofar Rosh Hashanah. Oh, come on, isn't there a shofar? There's somebody blowing a shofar over there, and then Beryl says, "No, one second, isn't there a shofar over there?" And Domitul says, "No, the shofar is coming from there." And the father says, "No, the shofar is coming from there. The shofar is coming from the mouth. This shofar, and it's getting stronger and stronger. Who's blowing this shofar? This amazing shofar." And by the time, after a few seconds, when you realize that a human being can't blow a shofar for so long, and certainly that it should come, the koilah should come from all around, lamala lamata, you realize this is a shofar, nisi sticker shofar. This isn't a human shofar. And that shofar, the kol shofar aleim hofata, you appeared, you showed yourself with the kol shofar. That announced the bias Hashem. That's the psukim, what they say. What was it? It was thunder, there was lightning. came a beautiful white cloud descended on the har. The kol shofar chazak ma'od, an extremely powerful kol shofar. Hayechra kol omer shebamachane. It was getting stronger and stronger and stronger. They saw the coil shofar. How do you see a coil? Zon Chazal, that by Maimed Har Sinai, Klal Yisrael goes to a darga, that they were roye es hanishma v'shomea es hanireh. They saw things which are normally heard, and they heard things which are normally seen. What does that mean? It explains the Nefesh HaChaim, that we can see physical things. We can't see spiritual things. We can hear about spiritual things. We can talk about spiritual things, but we can't see them. But that's because we're primarily gufim. Our guf is very strong, and our neshamas are weaker. Our neshamas are higher. They're not weaker, but they're further away, further distant to us. But if we would become more neshamadik, let's say a novi is called a roye, or a choizeh. Why? Because a novi becomes so ruchni that he sees spiritual things. That becomes his reality. Klal Yisrael by Har Sinai rose to such a darga because all the pachad and everything that was going on, they rose to become more in touch with their neshamas and less in touch with the guf. Mimela, they saw the koilos. That was, what does it mean they saw the koilos? Their neshama, how does a neshama see something? Like you can say something, we say sometimes, with our mind's eye. What's a mind's eye? Or sometimes we say something which is, we're not actually holding there, but we say, when somebody explains something and you say, I see what you're saying. Well, say, you didn't see it. You didn't see what I'm saying, but you're on the Darga of Har Sinai. You're Raya Sanishma. But you mean, it was clear, it's clear to me. When they became the Shamas, the Ruchnias became their reality. Like for us, what we see is real. What we hear could also, if it's described, we'll believe it, we'll hear it. But it's not as real as what we see. When you become more neshamadik, the ruchnias becomes real. So they were roye es hakoilos. They became so ruchni, they were roye es hakoilos. And the physicality, the gufim, they became less nogen to the guf. Remainer, that what for us is near air, by then was shomer. I always say, Kilo, at that point, you know, one neshama is talking to his friend, the next neshama, and Kilo, on this darga, he says, like, just to give you a tzio, what it means. He says, you know, one neshama says the other, I went to a shir today, and I heard a very shver shir. Oh yeah, what did you hear? It's a very, very tifa shir. The Rebbe was explaining that the fact that we are in Olam Hazeh, you have to be misboinen. It's very, very tif. You have to be misboinen in our metzias. Right, we're in the Shabbos, right? We understand Olam Aruchni. But the mindset that we are in the Olam Hasiyah. So if we'd be misboinen in the bottom, lowest end of our neshamas, there's something called a guf. A guf? What's a guf? There's something called physicality. There's something chomrius, the Rebbe called it. I didn't really understand what he was talking about, but there is such a thing, such a musik or something, which is physical, and we may that that's mishtayach to the oil of our seer, and that's how we have shaykhs as the shomers. We're also shaykhs to Olam HaSiyah. And his friend says to him, leave me alone, let me learn something posh like this Zayar Kodesh and Shamus. I don't even start talking about Gufim. I don't know what they're talking about. We'll talk about spheres and Olamos, posh things which you can understand and you can see, but some goof. that's that they were Shomea Esanire. They became so Kaddish by Maimed Har Sinai. And what brought them to that ultimate Gilui, Nigleisa, Shofar? Dahainu. Shofar is the fanfare of the Melech, the fanfare of a human king, Malchus Adarakei, Malchus Adarakei, and it's a fanfare when the Rebbeinu Shem is Nisgale as a Melech HaOlam in this world too. There's a Shofar. Omer, a spiritual Shofar, a Ruch Nisdika Shofar. We blow the Shofar on Rosh Hashanah. And the Apostle says, Zichra and Trua. And the Ritva says, Zichra and Trua is to understand the Trua. So first of all, we spoke about Zichreinus, but what is the Etzem Trua, the Etzem Shofar? We have to understand what's a Shofar. But what's a Shofar for us? Shofar, a little horn which makes a noise. Yeah, halachas, tzkiah is this, a truah is that, all the pirtei pratim. No. You have to dehear what's going on. When the Torah tells us to blow the shofar, it doesn't just mean to blow it like a maisa chitzoni. The Torah is telling us, zichra truah. Understand what the truah is. Hainu psukim shofrois. The psukim are the kavonas of this maisa of truah, the maisa of tkiah. So that's what the ritual says. It's poshut when if you've got a shofar, you've got psuki shofrois. If you've got a shofar, it says zichron trua, so you have to have explained what the shofar is all about. Now, we could, the Torahs, if you remember last week, they asked on Rashi, zichronus of shofar is derabona, not deraisa. How do you put it into the psukim? How's the ritual put into the psukim? Deraisa is telling you to understand what the shofar is. But Chazal came along and when Masada these brachas and these psukim of Malchus verse and Shofreis to be megale to us what the kavanas of Shofar is. We could have just theoretically deraisa listened to it and understood it ourselves, but the Chazal came along and did a tremendous time for us. And they spelt out these the kavanas. Now the fi zeh will understand something very strange. Me'etzem, the Mishnah tells us in the fourth perek that you have to blow three sets of three koilas. Seder tkiyos shalosh or shalosh shalosh. Seder tkiyos is three sets of three each. Now the Gemara learns out from Hekeshim and Binyan Avs how we come out that you've got to do three, because we've only have it mentioned two. Shofar's mentioned twice, Truah's mentioned twice, comes out three. Zokt Rashi, Seder tkiyos shalosh Shalosh Shalosh, Achas Lemalchius, Vachas Lezichronus, Vachas Leshofers. Well, Mapito. We know that from the Psukim, from the Achodish Asri, that all the Tkias of you find Vavarta Shofer Trua, Bayoivel, and then we got Zichron Trua on. Thing and says Mechodesh Hashvi, Shehu Kol Trua Shel Chodesh Shvi Zeh Kozeh. So you learn that all the Tkiyas had today, and it comes out you've got three sets of three. How do I know I've got three sets of three and not three sets of one, three Truas? Because it's about to show you for Trua, you have to put a Tkiyah before a Tkiyah after the Trua, so that means three, and you've got three times says Trua in Chodesh Hashvi, so it's three times three. So Thrashi. No, Achas Malchus, Achas Yechonis, Achas Shofris. Well, that's interesting. The Mishnah carries on. What happens if you don't have a Shofar? Mishnah Birech, V'chacha Nismane Lo Shofar, Even if he didn't have a shofar, and he davened, and he said Malchus Gros of shofars, v'achar kach nisman el shofar, and afterwards he found the shofar. Tokeo Maria v'tokeo sholish bomin. He has to blow three sets of three. Okay, well, that's the din d'oraisa, comes out three sets of three. So Thrashi, Tokea Maria v'tokea sholish pomim, Tokea Maria v'tokea bishvil malchias, okay, bishvil zichronis, okay, bishvil shoifres. Nochamol, Rashi says, these three are malchias of shoifres. Then you have in the Gemara, it says, minayin l'sholish sholish sholish, so Thrashi, minayin the hanuk truta l'fonei v'acharei al-trua be'emza of dina tilta zimna, how do we know we make it three times? The Malchus Chadol, the Zichronus Chadol, the Shofar's Chadol. Rashi the whole time saying it's Malchus and Chronus and Shofar's. The three sets of truas are one for Malchus, one for Zichronus, and one for Shofar's. So what's the chant? Chant is that the Malchus and Chronus and Shofar's are the Kavonis of the Shofar. We blow the Shofar Tkia through a Tkia. We have to blow also Shvarim and Shvarim through to be Yotzi all the Sveikas. We blow one set, and the kavona of that is to make our Kodesh Rochel Melech, to Tamlichuni Aleichem. Then we blow a second time. The kavona of that is that the Rabbeinu Shalom is sitting in judgment now, is being a Melech Befoyal. The first time is we're being Kilo, we're being Mamlich Hashem in the world. Zichronis. We're saying it's the Maisa today. He's being a Melech Befayal. He's looking at everything that we did. The Rebbeinu Shem is Zoyche everything. Blow a Shofar. That's what the Shofar, second Shofar tells me. And the third Shofar, Shofreis, is telling me what? It's telling me the Koich of Shofar. What is the Koich of Shofar? Gilui. Koich of Shofar is to make it bechush, I mamin the Rebbeinu Shalom is a melech oilam. I mamin the Rebbeinu Shalom is zoiches hakoil. But when we blow it with a shofar, it makes it more real. Just like you blow a shofar for a king, then blow a shofar is a fanfare of the king, and we're blowing a shofar now to tell us the Rebbeinu Shalom is Yoshev Bedin now. And how's a shofar tell me that? You know why? Because there was once in the Bria when the Rebbeinu Shem was mamash nisgale in a pachadik of matzav, maimed Sinai, and what was there then, and how was he hoifia, how did he show himself? With a shofar. So we blow a shofar, shofar's telling us, gilui, shofar reminds us, the Rebbeinu Shem was once nisgale befoil in this world, with a nisisnik a shofar. So we blow a shofar to tell us the Rebbeinu Shem is Melech, the Rebbeinu Shem is Moilich now, Zichroinus, and we have to explain because why we're blowing the shofar, because shofar is the fanfare, the Melech shofar tells us the Rebbeinu Shem is the Melech, and is the Melech Befoyal, and appeared in the world, it happened, it's real, it's not just a theory, it one time happened. And with that, we'll go to the psukim which we say at the end, the psukim from Ksuvim, from Tilim rather. From the Nevi'im. From the Nevi'im, right? We say psukim from Tilim in the middle. Get back to that. Now, v'alidei avodeicha Nevi'im kosuv leimor. Call Yoshvei Sebel v'shoichnei Oretz kinsoineis horim tiru. Everybody in the world, and the Rabbeinu Bechaya, which we brought last week, v'shoichnei Oretz is b'shas tchias amesim. The people who are buried in the Oretz kinsoineis horim tiru. When a banner is lifted on the mountains, they will see. O kiskaya shofar tishmau. There's going to be a shofar again, a nisiyastik a shofar la osilovai. And they're all going to hear it. Everybody will hear. On that day, he talk of a shofar gadol. It's going to be blown a shofar gadol. Not a stam a shofar like we have, a shofar gadol. A shofar min ha-shamayim. Uvo'oivdim beretz ha-shuv anidochem beretz mitzrayim. And there'll be kibbutz golius v'shtachavu l'ashem b'har ha-kodesh v'yushalayim. Says the Medrash, which I don't have, I can't find, the Sifra, on these psukim. It says, "Ve'eini yodea mitokea b'shoifo." Who's going to blow that shoifo? So we have the third pasuk tells us who's going to blow that shoifo. V'nema v'ashem aleihem yeiraeh. La'asid, the Rebbein Hashem is going to appear again. V'yotza kaborach chitzoi, and he'll come out. His arrow come like lightning. Vashem Elokim Vashoifo Yisko. The Rebbeinu Shalom is going to blow the shofar. All of Masara's Tamar. He'll go to Tamar. Now, I don't know how many Yidden are left in Tamar now. Hashem Tzvokus Yagen Alem King Togin Alamcho Yisrael Bishlonecho. La'osid Lov is going to be a shofar again. And who's going to blow that shofar? Now, my sir, if I would have asked you before, I wonder how many people will be able to answer the question. But every single person should be able to answer the question, who's going to blow the shofar la'asid? Why? Bring me a raya which you all know. Now the Rebbeinu Shalom is going to blow that shofar.
Kaba
shofar gadol kevrezeinu. Who are we asking? Who are we talking to? We're talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we say, Rebbeinu Shalom, you blow the shofar gadol kevrezeinu. And that's exactly the tefillah here. The tefillah of shofar is elokeinu elokei avoseinu. Tka b'shofar gadol kevrezeinu. So there's the ka b'shofar gadol kevrezeinu. Bring all the klal Yisrael back together. V'korek v'zureinu v'bein hagoyim v'tzoseinu kanis miyak se'oretz. V'avyeinu l'tzion ir chobarino v'yushalayim b'es mikdosh v'chobesim chazoylam. V'sham na'aseh lefonecha es kol b'nai z'choi v'aseinu kibitzuv aleinu v'soi rosecha lidei moshav decho mipid v'odecho komur. We're going to bring the korbanos. We're going to do what the Torah tells us. Now just to you should know what's going on in our interesting yeshiva. So the yeshiva's choshesh that you have to say all these psukim as psukim and not part of the tefillah. So the malchus, we say all the psukim together. By zichronos, I didn't tell you last week, but by zichronos, the normal seder is that the last pasuk of zichronos is part of the tefillah. V'kayim lono Hashem l'kidu v'sazom shim t'atol v'sar secho z'ocharti lehem b'ris v'shoinim v'shar tzei z'yisom v'zocharti b'ris lehem b'ris v'shoinim v'leinu agol v'nus v'leinu l'ekim. So Rashi was choshesh like the shittus. There are shittus say the psukim have to be als psukim and not swallowed up in the tefillah. So when we say at the end of the psukim in Zichronos, for them, Haben Yachin Ephraim, Yerik Shashun, they tell me, but Zoras Ren, Oi, Dakin, Oman, Leon, Rachim, Rachmen, and Nom Hashem, Ove, Sayrascha, Kosuv, Leymar, Vizokhat, Lembris, Vishoinim. So if you, when you hear it, the Chazar Sashas, don't think, well, you're dreaming, what's going on? He's making a mistake, he skipped the Twitter, they haven't skipped, we say it afterwards in the Twitter again. Now, when it comes to shofaros, there's another problem. Because we have three psukim in the Torah which say shofar, which we quoted. And this pasuk, Yom Simchaschem Adechem Roshi Chodshechem, Uskatem Bechatoitz Rois Al Oilo Seichem. It says Chatoitz is not shofar. So yes, Oimrim, some of the Rishonim say it doesn't qualify for pasuk b'shofar. It doesn't mention shofar. So what are you going to do? There's no other pasuk in the Torah that says shofar. But there is another pasuk says Trua. So there's the pasuk that we say for Malchius, Usruas Melech Boy, which we use as one of the psukim for Malchius, because in Malchius, if you remember, there's only three psukim in the Torah which say Melech. So the fourth one we do Shema Yisrael, but that counts as the chorus, the fear of Yossi, counts as Malchius. But that pasuk we say there, Sruas Melech Boy als Malchius. But it's Sruas Melech can also be a lotion of Trua. So we quote that, we say this pasuk after the psukim here of Ali Dei Olecho, we say, Ubisarosim Kosum Leimar, Lohibit Ovid Bisrob, the Yaakov. Usruas Melech Boy. Usruas Melech Boy with the Kavod of Usruas Melech Boy. In Malchus, it's Usruas Melech Boy. And here it's Usruas Melech Boy. Right? But the reason why everyone else holds that this Pasuk Sinyom Simchaskim does count, because the Sifra, which I wanted to quote to you, Darshan's Malchus Eretz and Shofar is from this Pasuk. It says, and then the Sifra says, so why is it, what's the Seder? We don't do this Seder. This is the upside down Seder. Shofros, and then Sifros, and then Malchios. So he says, no, first of all, you say Zichronos. First of all, be Mekabel Malchus, and then say Zichronos, and then say Shofros, which is Shofar Shela Osid, the Shofar the Geula. The Maisa, that's what we're davening for. The Rebbeinu should blow that Shofar. So just imagine now, we're sitting here, and all of a sudden we hear a Shofar. Or you're going to say, okay, somebody's practicing shofar for Rosh Hashanah. But what happens if that tekiah carries on and on? Say, well, where does he blow? I want to go to his shul. Look how he must have a pair of lungs, this guy. But it goes on, and it's getting louder and louder. We're not sure where it's coming from. It's coming from all different sides, and it gets louder and louder and louder, and not stopping. And we realize, this is what we've been doubling for. This is the shofar gadol. It's all over. There's no Yetzaharas when that happens, Lechaira. So what should we do? Don't ask me what to do. I have no idea. I know what I'm going to do, if you think. I used to say, I'll go to the Koisel. The Mashiach will be at the Koisel. Where is he going to come from? That's what I used to say. But you know this interesting bridge which I have in the beginning of the Knisana of Yerushalayim? Yeah, you know, that's a very interesting bridge there. They paid millions and millions of dollars for it. It was a special Spanish engineer who designed it, supported with his cables and everything else. And eventually they put it up, and then they realized it wasn't strong enough to support the train which goes on it after all the money they paid. The kids say it's very strange. So I have my mishigas that maybe it was put up for the Kabbalah's Bnei Mashiach. They will all stand, or the Gedolim will stand on that bridge, and the Mashiach will come into Yerushalayim, and we'll all cheer, Baruch Abba, Hashem, Hashem. So maybe we should go there. I'm not sure. But Al-Koponim, that is the Yisod of Shofros. Shofros are speaking out the Kavanos of the Shofar. So we've spoken out Shofar of Matan Torah. We're talking out the Kavanos of the Asid. But what about our shofar? So that's the psukim which we say from Tilim. And we say three psukim. Dibre kochcho kosum lema. All alukim bisrua Hashem bekol shofar. That is Rosh Hashanah. The Rebbeinu Shem starts midas hadin, alukim, Hashem bekol shofar. Oile to the kinsel rachamim. Bneva bachatoi tzuris bekol shofar. Real ifnei hamelech Hashem. So these three psukim laniyus daiti. The first one is keneged the koyach of shofar. Olakim Bisra Hashem Bekol Shoifor. Shoifor is, tells us, Melech is real. Reminds us of Matan Torah. Reminds us of Osin Lomoy. We're being Mamlich Hashem. Bamer Bashoifor. Is Mimela Olakim Bisra Hashem Bekol Shoifor. The Rebbeinu Shalom goes to the Kisei Arachamim and behaves like a Melech, not like a Dayan. That's the that's that posuk is Keneged Shoifrois. So we're bringing out three psukim about our little shofar, which is connected Malchus and Shofros, and just to finish. This I think I do have. The passage which we say at the beginning of Tehillah Shofar. Ashrei ha'om yodei sura Hashem baruch panecha ya'aleichu. Ashrei ha'om yodei sura. So the Medrash in Emma asks the question. Ashrei ha'om yodei sura. Only Klal Yisrael know how to blow. And the Medrash brings all sorts of Greek Lashonas of different types of trumpets and trombones and whatever, all these Lashonas. The Goyim also know how to blow. So what's the pshat? Ashrei ha'om yodei sura. Medrash says, Ashrei ha'om sheyodim lefatos is boiram bisrua. We know how to be mefate Hashem with the trua. We blow the shofar, and Hashem is oile from kisei adin to kisei rachamim. No, because it shows that Baruch Hashem is Melech, we come from Melech. Rashi on that posuk, have a look, is Tilim Pei Tes, is a very posuk of Dalit or something. Rashi there on that posuk says, Ashe Om Yoidim, Ashe Om She Yoidim, the Ratzoi says Boyerom, Bisruo, She Mesadrin Oleho, Malchir Zichroinus Veshoifroi. Exactly what we've been saying. Malchus Zichronos and Shofros is the kavana of the shofar. Though we blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah, but we have to have Zichron Truah to understand the Truah, what it's all about, and what is it about? Malchus Zichronos and Shofros. And when we understand, we get the ideas of Malchus, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam is the Melech HaOlam. And he's Zoyche, Yoyshe Bedin, and knows everything. The shofros, and it's all true because he once was nisgale and he's going to be nisgale. And our shofar tells us today he's being nisgale. Then memafate Hashem kilu, or Rashi learned, use the word meratzes Hashem, we appease Hashem, and he's merachim aleinu. And that is why kagoin hay shosom, when Shabbos, because the gzeira, we're worried. Chazal were worried that somebody would be mechallel Shabbos with the shofar, and might it's an interesting chashash, right? That a person will have a shofar and he's not sure how to blow, and on Rosh Hashanah Shechol Yisrael Shabbos he'll take that shofar through a shus or rabin dalet amos to go and ask somebody who knows how to blow shofar to teach him, and there'll be chilul Shabbos, so they were oike Tchios on Shabbos. We toich that big level of Yira Shemaim, of Chil Shabbos, of worry about Chil Shabbos, which is how likely is that ever to happen? But they say when Chazal made a Takona, they saw Beruach HaKodesh, one time it could happen. Not that it should, it could happen. So how are we going to on the first day of Rosh Hashanah, what are we going to do? We're not going to have a shofar. Don't worry. We have Zichron Truha. We have Malchus, the Kreis, and Shofres. And Malchus, the Kreis, and Shofres. The whole Kabbalah of the shofar. You say Malchus, say Zichron, say Shofres. Then we get the ideas. And that in the etzim, the Kabbalah is Kabuvan. We don't say that if when you have to do a mitzvah, that it's enough if you just have the kavanas in the mitzvah. But if Chazal took away from us the mitzvah, then we can still have the yesodus of the mitzvah through the kavanas. If it didn't take away, if a person would sit in Lel Seder and be mechavin all the kavanas of mitzvah's matzah and not eat a kazayis matzah, then he's in big shtuch. He can tell the whole sipur, he says, we're trying. And the matzah zu al shumah, and then speak about it the whole night, and he won't eat the kazayis matzah. Is in shtuch. If a person will not put on tefillin, but he'll just be mechamin all the kavanas of tefillin, and he won't put on tefillin, then the Gemara says if he never puts on tefillin, but every single day he was mechamin those kavanas, then the Gemara says the person didn't put on tefillin is a chayte yisrael begufoy poshe yisrael begufoy she. Gehinum kolam behenainum kolim, he's going to suffer forever and ever and ever. So we don't say when your kavanah replaces a mitzvah, but if Chazal stops doing a mitzvah, or like the Ritva says, a person didn't have a shofar, was onus, can't blow the shofar, and he's got malchus in first and shofars. But that is be'etzem the pulas ha-shofar. Let me just be once in one other nekuda very quickly, that it says in Svarim, Zoya, the Nefesh HaChaim brings this Zoya. When we blow the shofar here, when we blow it, it's Ma'orah, the shofar Godel Amalo. So when we say Tkav shofar Godel, we're asking our Kodesh Baruch to blow some Ruchnias Dikam Metzias of shofar in Shomayim. Will that happen through Malchus Zechrotz and shofars? I don't know. But Al Koponim, where we do have shofar, then it's a mitzias, a shofar's ma'ore, miradika things in Shomayim. What is it? Basically, Malchus is a person shofar.